This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz held a high-level meeting at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. India and Germany announced a wide range of initiatives spanning defence, trade and technology, marking a new chapter in bilateral relations. In order to strengthen defence industrial cooperation, both nations signed a declaration focused on co-development and co-production. Addressing the joint press meet with Chancellor Friedrich Merz, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India and Germany are not just economic partners, but the two nations are committed to global peace and stability.
हम एकमत हैं कि आतंकवाद पूरी मानवता के लिए एक गंभीर खतरा है। भारत और जर्मनी इसके विरुद्ध एकजुट होकर पूरी दृढ़ता से लड़ाई जारी रखेंगे। भारत और जर्मनी सहमत है कि ग्लोबल चैलेंजेस से निपटने के लिए ग्लोबल इंस्टीट्यूशंस में सुधार अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण है। यूएन सिक्योरिटी काउंसिल में सुधार के लिए G4 के माध्यम से हमारा संयुक्त प्रयास इसी सोच का प्रमाण है।
The Prime Minister said the bilateral trade between India and Germany has reached its highest level ever, surpassing the $50 billion mark. Mr. Modi said that more than 2,000 German companies have a long-standing presence in India. Nation pays homage to Swami Vivekanand on National Youth Day today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other leaders have paid tributes to Swami Vivekanand. On the occasion of National Youth Day, the Prime Minister will participate in the concluding session of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi this evening. He will interact with around 3,000 youths from across the country, along with young delegates representing the international diaspora. The Prime Minister will release essay compilation for Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026, comprising selected essays on India's developmental priorities and long-term nation-building goals. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav today said that India's strong network of primary agricultural credit societies, comprising 32 crore people, provides the country with resilience against any global economic crisis. Addressing the cooperative Chintan Shivir, organized by the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India, the minister said that cooperatives promote not only economic growth, but also democratic empowerment. Mr. Yadav emphasized that the cooperative sector plays a vital role in social empowerment and inclusive development. The Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO successfully flight-tested its man-portable anti-tank guided missile with top attack capability against a moving target in Hyderabad yesterday. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has complimented DRDO, its partners and the industry for the successful test. He said that the test is an important step towards building a self-reliant nation. India will host the 28th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth in New Delhi from Wednesday. The three-day conference, which will continue till the 16th of January, will bring together speakers and presiding officers from over 60 Commonwealth countries and semi-autonomous parliaments. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said on the first day, the meeting of the Executive Council will be held. He informed that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the conference on the 15th of January. U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore has said that India and U.S. are actively engaged for the ongoing trade deal negotiations. He said the next talk on trade will be held tomorrow. After assuming charge as the U.S. Ambassador to India in New Delhi, he said the trade is very important for the relationship of both the nations. He said India and U.S. will continue to work together in important areas such as security, counter-terrorism and energy. TVK chief and actor Vijay has reached the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, headquarters in New Delhi in connection with the probe into the Karur stampede tragedy. In Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on UP Warriors in the fifth match of the tournament in Navi Mumbai at 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.